Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features we give to you. You get to control the content as well, as most other talk shows don't let you do that. You can actually submit different items to our website. You find something online that you want to share with us and our other listeners, submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. Maybe it's a YouTube video you like. Maybe it is something that you think scary, something you think's exciting, something is fun. Whatever you think that our listeners would enjoy, submit it as show prep. It appears on the upcoming stories page, and then it must receive a certain number of votes in order to make it promoted, if you will, get promoted to the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. So head over, get interactive. Once again, freetalklive.com. I actually have an email question that we can get to here in a moment. But first, let's talk about this Muslim story. This seems like pretty big news, Nemi. It's not really a shocker to anybody that's been paying attention to how the FBI deals with this so-called anti-terrorism campaign that they're running.
And this is nothing new for the New York Police Department either. And this is a paid informant for NYPD's intelligence unit was under orders to bait Muslims into saying inflammatory things like, as this person lived a double life, snapping pictures inside mosques and collecting the names of innocent people attending study groups on Islam, he told the Associated Press. This 19-year-old American of Bangladeshi descent, who has now denounced his work as an informant, said police told him to embrace a strategy called create and capture.
Oh, wow. He said
it involved creating a conversation about jihad or terrorism and capturing the response to send to the NYPD. For his work.
It's funny they call it that because it made me think, let's create a terrorism and then capture them,
right,
which is what they
exactly.
do.
Exactly. Right. So
that's the other level to creating capture.
Right. For his work, he earned as much as $1,000 a month and goodwill from the police after a string of minor marijuana arrests.
Doesn't
this sound familiar to you? We need you to pretend to be one of them, he said, the police told him. It's street theater. Said he now believes his work as an informant against Muslims in New York was, quote, detrimental to the Constitution. Gosh, you think?
Your own personal constitution.
Right. After he disclosed to friends details about his work for the police, and after he told the police that he had been contacted by the Associated Press, he stopped receiving text messages from his handler, Steve, and his handler's NYPD phone number has been disconnected. His account shows how the NYPD unleashed informants. I like the word unleashed, informants on Muslim neighborhoods, often without specific targets or criminal leads.
Well, so right, this guy is
go
clearly...
see what you could scare up.
Yeah, this guy's clearly not the only one who's been placed in these roles.
Much of what this person said represents a tactic the NYPD has denied using. Now, the AP corroborated his account through arrest records, weeks of text messages between him and his handler,
So he had all those logs.
He has all these logs. The Associated Press also reviewed the photos he sent to police.
That's interesting because, you know, having those text messages is pretty damning.
Absolutely.
For the feds and for the NYPD in this case. It's the NYPD acting with federal money. Is that what's going on here?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he says friends confirmed he was at certain events when he said he was there, and former NYPD officials, while not personally familiar with this informant, said the tactics he described were used by informants.
Yeah.
Informants like this one are a central component of the NYPD's wide-ranging programs to monitor life in Muslim neighborhoods since the 2001 terrorist
attack. Which, by the way, I believe the NYPD came out with a report saying nothing ever came out of it.
Right.
I think we talked about this several weeks back, maybe a few months ago on Free Talk Live, where there's been an analysis of the money and the time and all this effort that they've spent over the last decade trying to root out them Muslim terrorists from all the mosques in New York City. They haven't found anybody.
Police.
Even despite having people in there like this guy trying to foment things.
That's right.
That's how peace-loving, by the way, I just like to reiterate this, that's how peace-loving Muslim people are. I mean, for the most part, they're not radicals in the same way that most people aren't radical Christians out there, you know, killing people in the name of Jesus. I mean, Muslims aren't killing people in the name of Muhammad or Allah.
Mm.
They're just not that kind of person. In fact, one of our listeners is right now, he's on the Hajj. He is going through what is a really important ceremony in the Muslim religion, where it's basically a pilgrimage to Mecca, essentially.
I think that's fantastic.
It's a huge deal.
And so, in response, police have eavesdropped inside Muslim businesses, trained video cameras on mosques, and collected license plates of worshippers. Informants who trawl the mosques, known informally as mosque crawlers, tell police what the imam says at sermons and provide police lists of attendees, even when there's no evidence they've committed a crime.
So this is going on in the Muslim world. We reported earlier, I think it was this week, that the FBI has been infiltrating anarchist groups.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the FBI has infiltrated Quaker groups. Mm-hmm. We know that anti-war groups have been infiltrated. Anybody that is perceived as a threat to the status quo, whether dangerous or not, is being infiltrated.
Yeah.
And so you should expect it to happen in your group as you become more effective. Again, we're right back to the conversation from last hour.
You guys up there in New Hampshire, look at what they're doing. The FBI's infiltrating you. That's scary. We should not do activism because they might infiltrate.
But wait, one thing that should be pointed out, we're not violent.
Right.
So when they infiltrate, they don't find anything. In the same way, they're not finding anything in the mosques.
Right.
They're not finding anything in meetings of Free State Project participants or liberty activists up here because, the worst that they're going to come across is somebody smoking a little bit of weed or, a 20-year-old.
not paying their parking tickets.
A 20-year-old might be drinking a beer sometime. Right. I mean, that's really about as bad as it's going to get for the FBI.
Right, absolutely. I remember when the FBI was coming around or was talking to people and the rumor mill said, oh, yes, and we're apparently being violent, or there are people among us who are threatening violence. And I said,
there was one guy who, it was awfully coincidental, after he showed up in town, started to talk about violence, not like planning violence.
That was nipped in the bud pretty quickly, though.
Yeah, but just like talking about it, and that is not acceptable. I mean, it's just not something, most of the people I know are very peace-oriented,
right.
So...
Yes.
The community handled that situation, but it wasn't long after he arrived that all of a sudden the FBI was sniffing around.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I believe
that
the two are connected.
I wouldn't be surprised because I know you're not the only one who feels that way.
This person speaks of it on a YouTube channel as well, and so it's odds are good the FBI knew about him before he came here and then followed him here.
Oh,
that's my guess. But that same agent, the FBI agent, has been investigating the Free State Project for years.
Right.
I mean, Dave Ridley had interactions with him from RidleyReport.com years ago. So he's been investigating since before I've been here.
Now, I actually stand corrected with these particular programs that we've been talking about in New York. This is actually funded and unprecedented, and it says unprecedented help from the CIA. So it's not the FBI.
Okay, but it's federal.
It's federal
money.
Just to be clear, so police recruited this informant in late January after his third arrest on misdemeanor drug charges, which Rahman believed would lead to serious legal consequences. NYPD plainclothes officer approached him in a Queens jail and asked whether he wanted to turn his life around. The next month, he said he was on the NYPD payroll.
Because nothing turns your life around like becoming a snitch.
Right. That makes you some good friends.
Yeah.
So the NYPD spokesman...
Great long-lasting relationships.
Yeah, did not immediately return a message seeking comment. he has denied widespread NYPD spying, saying police only follow leads. Well, that's a bunch of bunk.
That's nonsense, and we know that's nonsense.
It's job security to go out and create
work
for yourself.
They have their own division.
That's right.
So, thanks for sharing
that. So, yeah, this is an incredible story to me. I say it's incredible.
I'm not shocked.
It's just one more.
Do you really think that this is necessary? Are you one of those people listening that you think that there are these Muslims out there and they're plotting and they're just, we just haven't found them yet. We just haven't invaded the right mosques. I mean, because, and when I say we, I mean the federal government. I'm not doing this. I support people's right to freedom of religion and right to privacy and not having a bunch of agent provocateurs coming in and trying to foment violence, which as we've seen with all these FBI busts that they've made, it's bust after bust after bust. They're busting somebody the FBI put up to it in the first place.
Right.
And odds are the person never would have done a damn thing had the FBI not handed him a bomb and said, go do this. Here's some cash you can live on in the meantime, and we'll give you all the necessary things that you'll need to carry some act of violence. 855-450-FREE. But if you are somebody that thinks that this is okay, that spying on people in a religion is a cool thing, and activist groups, we'd love to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel.
going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Valid response. Let's try this again.
Hung up on me. I was trying to put the poll lady on so you could hear what she was trying to ask. Right during the break there,
yeah.
We got in
she
the,
called last week too.
Yeah, we got during the break. We had a phone call come in from. She didn't really identify herself. Usually they will
They're
identify
required
themselves.
To. Yeah,
she. I wanted you to hear that, but. She decided to hang up on me. It's one of those automated, polling systems. It calls landlines, and she called the LRN.FM studio landline, and it was that same old question about, we're doing a marketing survey. It's confidential. And maybe because they call it a marketing survey, they don't have to identify themselves.
I don't
Since
know.
It's not a political survey. It's a marketing survey. So what? How is this marketing? Anyway, so it was the same old question. Are you going to vote for Barack? If the election was held today, are you going to vote for Barack Obama or
press
Mitt
one.
Romney?
Press
one, press two. Or are you undecided? That's it. No other option. You can't speak to a human being. You cannot register that you are going to vote for someone else or
right.
that you're not going to vote
yeah.
or anything like that.
Now, if I remember last week, you pressed three for undecided and they hung up.
No. I've never pressed undecided.
What did you press?
There was only one. I've now received like four of these calls
yeah.
from, I think, I received two calls from one organization and two calls from another one and maybe a third. But only one of the organizations had a 3-4 other option.
I think that might have been it.
I pressed the 3-4 other option on that one, and that's when they came back with, well, if you had to choose.
Right, that's right, that's right. One or two.
Yeah, and then the three was undecided.
A bullet to the head.
Yeah, I would like that option, please.
Like none of the above. Oh, my God.
But that's, you know, that's what people are getting when, I mean, these are the polls, right? These are the opinion surveys that are calling around. And that's what people are receiving, and they're not honest. They're not giving people real choice. And so when you see results talked about in mainstream media, it's biased from the get-go.
And it starts early, too. I haven't had my own TV in years and years, and I certainly haven't watched a lot of it. But I've been, I was just over at a friend's house, and they had Nickelodeon on. And they had the kids aren't allowed to vote, but Nickelodeon says kids can vote. And
it's a kid vote thing.
Right, yeah. So you either pick Mitch
or the other.
Or Barack.
Yep.
And it's like, God,
thanks, Viacom.
Wow, yeah, these are the choices you have, kids.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing such as the Libertarian Party.
I wonder if MTV is any better.
Because
they're owned by the same company. At least the last I heard, Nickelodeon was owned by Viacom,
right.
MTV owned by Viacom. And so I wonder if MTV is even bothering to mention the Green Party or the Libertarians or anything like that.
If I had to guess, I would say no.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen Libertarians mentioned on MTV.
Yeah.
Even when I watched it a lot more than I do now.
Sure. When was that?
That was in high school.
Yeah.
What, half a lifetime ago now? Yeah, it's been a long time. Beavis and Butthead, and Headbanger's Ball was still Headbanger's Ball.
Yeah, that was an old metal show.
There I am, older than dirt. It's official.
I remember that.
Yeah, so it's disappointing to me. And it's disappointing to me to have my friends say to me, well, now that Ron Paul's out of the race, who are you voting for now? I'm like, why am I doing your thinking for you? You know, why am I your go-to, I don't want to vote for Obama or Romney person? So it's like, okay, well, you can write in Ron Paul, you can investigate Gary Johnson, you can look at the Green Party, you have all sorts of options. Go do some research. People don't vote at all.
Here in New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Liberty Party, the newest political party on the scene, formed by activists in the Keene area, has put an option on the ballot for those who would actually like to vote for NOTA, N-O-T-A votes, and also votes for Liberty will be counted. So if you write in NOTA or Liberty on the ballot, your votes will actually be counted. Whereas normally if you write in something, Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, or NOTA, or whatever, it's not counted. It's not counted as an individual breakaway from all the other write-in votes. This actually will have its own, you know, headline or whatever, not headline, but its own section in the vote tallies. So there aren't too many places where you can actually vote for none of the above. We've got that here. 855-450-FREE. Lauren's on the line in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Lauren.
How you guys doing? I called in yesterday. You remember me?
Yeah, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. Anyhow, I just think, you know, I'm not too surprised. I don't think anybody who listens to the show is too surprised with the whole informant thing. I don't know if you guys remember, but Lee Harvey Oswald was an FBI asset. He wasn't like an agent or anything, but he worked for the FBI, and they set him up. Like, they set this guy up in, New York City. And it's the whole thing is, it's, you know, designed to make us, you know, feel sympathetic to the Federal Reserve. And honestly,
how does it have to do with the Federal Reserve? I mean, how does the investigation of Muslims have anything to do with the Federal Reserve?
No, I was just touching on what happened the other day in the whole bombing thing with the FBI.
Oh, right, right. Yeah. So there was a threat, an alleged threat against the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
Right, you know, okay. Sorry, I hadn't made the connection. Go ahead.
Yeah, the FBI set him up like they set up Lee Harvey Oswald.
Well, the more things change, the more they remain the same.
Yeah.
So, anything else you want to share?
No, I'm just saying that the only way things can change is if we actually get angry about this. We can't be apathetic.
I don't know. I don't know if anger is really the right emotion. I don't think that. don't want to be angry. I've been angry, and I don't want to be angry. I don't. It's not good for you to be angry.
No, I would certainly agree. It's not good for you to be angry. But I think for some folks, and this would include me, there's a phase of anger.
It's a phase,
and it may be an initial reaction before actual
shock.
Action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen you in that condition.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier seeing Jason Talley dragged across the floor being arrested for not standing for a judge.
Yeah.
I was absolutely beside myself, appalled. I was so upset, I was shaking. And yeah, that was the red pill day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's right. So I can certainly understand your point, Ian, and that anger is not the standpoint from which to come.
No, you
at
don't want to stay there.
No, but I think it's
not
to say
empowering.
It's not a good thing. It may well
I
be.
I don't know if it's a good thing, except that it's just inevitable for a lot of people. Like,
yeah.
It's just you just have to accept that it might be something that you're going to encounter. Move through it, move past it. Don't stew in it.
Yeah, certainly.
That's not going
use it
to
as
help
a stepping
you.
Stone in the more constructive direction is what I would advise.
Lauren, your thoughts?
Anger has to be used, because the only way we could change the government isn't with the ballot poll. It's with stuff I probably shouldn't mention on the air. But anyhow, can I talk about something else?
Well, I think a lot of what you're mentioning, or you're not mentioning, which sounds like violence, is based in anger. And I think that if people stay in anger, they're more likely to think about violence as an option. And violence should not be an option on the table, because then you lower yourself to their level and you use their tool. If you have something else, we'll let you bring it up in a moment. Hang on, we can bring you back. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I feel pretty strongly about this because I've been there. I know what it's like to be angry. I know what it's like to think about violence. I've been there, and I don't want to go there anymore. 855-450-FREE. I don't believe it helps at all. 1-855-450-3733. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts about anger. Welcome.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Brought to you by SACL CAI 1-855-450-3733. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Nemi.
Oh, and by the way, over at FreeTalkLive.com, we've got listening options, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. You can listen to any one of those live streams around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always airing there. Plus, our radio stations air us at various different times throughout the week. You can get a list of where and when over at listen.freetalklive.com. Our XM satellite radio listening options, as well as other satellite options like KU-band free-to-air, you can find us in both of those places. Webcam, got that too. And the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Head over to listen.freetalklive.com. And I want to tell you about blockchain.info. Where you can go right now to get your own free Bitcoin online wallet. They have apps for Android and jailbroken iPhones that makes it easier than ever to use Bitcoin. And thanks to their fancy encryption techniques, blockchain never has access to your money. In fact, they can't even know how much money you're sending or receiving. With the blockchain wallet, you can even send Bitcoins via email. That's convenient. To your Facebook friends or anyone's cell phone number in just about every country around the world. Talk about handy. What do they charge for it all? Nothing. So go to blockchain.info and get your free Bitcoin wallet today. Blockchain.info. We'll tell you more about Bitcoins here in a little bit if you haven't heard yet. First, we go back to Lauren. He had a secondary issue topic. Go ahead, Lauren, with your thoughts, sir.
Well, really, I know that you're sort of, I guess, like taking the Martin Luther King route or the Gandhi route, but when the troops come in, I mean, because you know this is going to happen. I'm pretty sure you know this is going to happen. Violence, anger is a gift, and we have to cherish violence to use it in our own way.
Whoa. Slow down a second here, because you're packing a lot into a couple of statements. Anger is a gift?
Yes.
From whom?
If you get angry about the right things.
Why?
I think, again, it comes back, if I can speak here, I think it comes back to being a motivational power.
Yeah, I can see it motivating people, but if they stay in that place, it's a dark, dark place, and it is something that does not lead to positive things.
Well, you got to know when to let it out, and you got to know when to keep it in. But
how about just letting go of it? I mean, why have it in the first place? Why not, if you feel yourself being angry, just let it go rather than letting it out?
Well, to me, I'm angry. I'm angry about...
I can tell.
I'm Listen, I'm pretty laid back. You know, I called back yesterday. I was laughing. I was talking about meditating. And
yeah.
And
Do you feel angry when you meditate?
Not really. Not
you shouldn't.
Time, but
if you do, you're probably doing it wrong. I'm sorry. I don't see value in it. I accept it. I accept it that people are going to feel it. I still feel it. Things are done to me and my friends that are angering, but I am aware enough that when it happens, I realize it's happening, and I know I don't want to be part of it.
I think something the caller is saying I've heard myself in some conversations I've had with not people in liberty circles, but just people generally, is that, okay, so what happens when we're invaded? Now, are we invaded by foreign troops? Are we invaded by our own troops under the guise of martial law or protection?
Well, there's always
protection?
Some boogeyman to be afraid
Something,
of.
Something, right. So what happens when they come in? Are you going to stand and fight revolution style, or are you going to head for your basement and cower until everything is done? And am I getting that right, caller? I'm sorry.
He did allude to something like
well,
that.
Yeah.
Before that happens, because that's eventually going to happen.
I don't accept that. I don't accept that.
What do you mean you don't?
I don't. I'm not living into that future. I'm not preparing for that future. I'm not living into that future. I'm not believing in that future.
For you.
Well, you can say whatever you want. Try to scare me, but I'm not going to live into that future.
I'm not trying to scare you, bro.
Tell you what. You can have that universe. You can have that universe, Lauren, if that's what you want. Let's say the universe is branching at every moment, and your choices make a difference as to what actually happens in your experience. So maybe you're going to go off into your own world, where your own little universe, where the troops roll in and you get to duke it out in the streets with them. But in my future, everything's peaceful. And yeah, there's some arrests that are probably going to get us to that point, but nothing like a troop roll-in total crackdown like you're envisioning. Go ahead. Why don't you paint the picture for us, the scary picture that is supposed to be so angering?
Ian, all that droning and stuff that's going on in Yemen and Pakistan, that's preparation for you. All the TSA checkpoints out there, that's preparation for you. So they're already prepping.
So what are they going to do? Give me the scary picture. Go ahead.
Listen, they already put fluoride in the water.
Yeah, they've done that years ago.
In the food.
Lots of water has natural fluoride, by the way.
It doesn't matter. It's bad for you. You know what I mean?
I've heard that. I think that's believable.
Yeah. It kills the pineal gland. They're trying to poison us with the food, with the hormones, and all that.
They're trying to poison you.
Ian, I have a question for you.
Yeah, hold on a second. I want to know more about this. Now, this is an interesting theory, that they are trying to poison us. Why would they want to do that? Because it would seem that you're more valuable to them alive than as a corpse. You are a productive person, presumably, and so therefore you're producing for them. And even if you're not, you're valuable as a parasite, because then they have an excuse to make their system larger. So keeping people around is valuable, which is why I think this conspiracy theory that the, you know, 80% of the population is going to be wiped out at some point. 80% of the population, they're going to wipe you out with, you know, I think it's ridiculous.
Saying, you're trying to paint me down as somebody that I'm not.
Okay.
I'm telling you the truth.
It's your truth, and Lauren, I don't doubt that it's your truth, and I appreciate your call tonight. Thank you. I hope you lose the anger. 855-450-FREE. What was your question going to be?
My question is, it was more, it's not tongue-in-cheek, but I think it was kind of going along to what the caller was getting at. So you are peaceful, right?
I do my best.
Okay.
I'm not perfect.
Okay. So when the zombie apocalypse happens...
That's why I have my AK-47.
Okay, so here we go. So
I can't let go of the AK. Not because I want to shoot a government guy. It's because there could be a zombie apocalypse.
Right? And granted, now see, I now that I know that, I know where I'm going to come with my AK in the zombie apocalypse.
You could take up defensive positions.
That's right. Yeah. It's defensive of in this scenario, it's defense of life, liberty, property. So is it the same thing when we're talking about government officials? Because, I mean, they are zombies to some extent, not literally, but sort of figuratively. And I know that you're very passionate. I respect your position for sure. I kind of wonder, because there's... Just makes me think, you know, if someone, I'm very stand your ground kind of person, as you know, and granted.
Me too. I'll stand, you know, you and I were pulled over, And you saw me stand my ground with that cop.
That's right. Well,
I had a video camera pointed at him, not a firearm.
And he didn't like you very much.
Nope, but he backed the hell down.
He did.
And he didn't have to. He could have arrested me.
Yeah, that would not have been good. That would not have been good. So I think that my question goes toward what I think the caller is kind of saying. And I don't think that violence in the face of a Tiananmen Square kind of showdown or the martial law, I don't think it's going to serve any, it's not going to change the outcome.
I like what our board operator has to say tonight at GCN. He says they have more bombs, guns, tanks, jets, and warships than any other group in the world. How can violence possibly help?
That's true. But I'm also not going to cower in my basement and wait for them to come get me. If they're going to kill me, they can kill me in the street.
Sure. No, I think that makes sense. And let's have them do it with the video cameras rolling and broadcasting live. So, I realized that Lauren had more to say, but I'm done hearing about the violent talk and the anger, because people like that in that place, that's where they're at, and that's the world that they see forming around them. You know, it's a prison planet.
It's what you do with it that's really important.
Yeah. 855-453. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. I'm not to the point of Gandhi or Buddha or something like that, but.
At least you're not shaking the hands of zombies and not making friends.
I still feel angry. I am shaking the hands of the police and trying to make friends with them and have conversations.
But they're also not trying to get your brains.
No, maybe. It's Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection 1, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part, there's always a live person when you call Protection 1. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protection1.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protection1.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. Protect and connect your home with Protection One. Call 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered ion and RNA drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there, completely free for you. Those other talk show hosts charge you to get on their websites, usually to get anything decent off of their websites. And we give it all away at freetalklive.com. Now then, if you enjoy the show and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, I would recommend that you become an amplifier. You can do it for as little as $5 a month. We'll take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations, as well as more Internet connections, bringing more Internet listeners to the Ideas of Liberty and radio listeners as well. And if that's valuable to you, because, by the way, we're really the only people that can do it in the way that we do it, I think that's unfortunate. I mean, I wish there were more shows on national radio with the principles of liberty, that it, you know, that understand the principles, that effectively communicate those principles. But reality is, the world in which we live, that's not the case at this time. Maybe someday, you know, shows will be ripping off Free Talk Live, or at the very least, taking our principles and using them on the air once folks start to realize how much sense they make. But we're not there yet, and at this point, Free Talk Live is really the only player in national radio with this message.
And LRN.
LRN does not play in the national radio leagues. LRN.fm is basically a hobby of mine, and it's something I spend my personal money on. There's a little bit of AMP money that goes into it, too, but it's something I spend my own earnings on to help get the word of liberty out and help, you know, introduce people to other great liberty-oriented shows. But not a one of those is clearing on a national radio station.
Well, it's certainly awesome here locally because we have it.
That's true.
We have Liberty Radio here, and it's fantastic to get in the car and hear you guys on Free Talk Live. Obviously, I don't hear myself, but
did you hear the that Marcus, the one-man rock band, was in a hotel room here in town?
Yeah.
And he turned the hotel radio on with the intention of listening to, I don't know why he was in a hotel room, but
it was already there.
He was, it was already on.
Yeah.
Just randomly.
Yeah, but I think that's fantastic. And it's preset in my car, and it's great to tool around town and listen to Liberty Radio all the time. That's much better than that it seems like diametrically opposed options of Howie Carr and Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's the talk radio here until Liberty Radio.
Yeah, LRN.fm is a tool. It's two things. It's one, a radio network that allows listeners to tune in and hear other shows besides Free Talk Live. They might like more, but also it's something that allows you as an activist to start your own radio station and duplicate what has been done here in Keene, has been done in other places around the country. Not enough of them, in my opinion. I think that we need to see more of that, but we talked about that earlier this week. So let's continue here at 855-450-FREE. Hey, are you tired of general preparedness and survival advice with no reason or context behind it? Do you think that the single scenario focus of those survivalists on TV shows is silly? With all the fear hyping, do you sometimes wonder about the reality of historical and potential disaster situations? The book Strategic Survival will help you understand what might happen, how it might affect you, and those you care about and what you can do about it. And I like that they say that it might, right? Because I don't like living into that. I was talking about with the Lauren who called earlier. I don't like living into the world where this is what's going to occur.
Right.
They're going to exterminate half the population. They're going to round you up and put you into a camp and, you know, just all these scary stories. So there are some possibilities of what could happen, and it's not a bad idea to be prepared for some of that. And with the knowledge in Strategic Survival and the other material it references, by taking some simple action to prepare, you can turn fear into fear and worry into confidence and peace. And isn't that what you really want? Because as our board operator says here, and he quotes Yoda, he's got some good ones tonight, fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. And hate leads to suffering. You don't really want to go down that way, do you?
I think if you choose to go that way.
You can certainly choose that.
Yeah.
But that's the natural progression of those emotions. Covering, by the way, Strategic Survival covers budget and schedule-friendly solutions, ranging from equipment and improvisation ideas you can carry with you to more permanent infrastructure. It includes recommendation for training and practice for added confidence and experience. StrategicSurvival.com is where you can go to get it. That's StrategicSurvival.com. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I asked on Facebook and Twitter, still angry? And some of our responses are as follows here. Ignore Authority says, anger is natural, but I have the power to control my emotions. I don't want to be angry, so I choose happiness. And really, it's all about choice and you being able to be aware of what you're choosing in any given moment. You can either kind of live your life by default and experience the emotions that you're experiencing and just let them take you down that roller coaster, or you can be cognizant of what you're feeling and make a concerted effort to attempt to change that. I'm not saying you're always going to have success, especially in the moment of whatever outrageous thing is happening to you. I mean, probably one of the best examples for me was a few years ago, I had my cell phone stolen right out of my hands by an EMS worker here in town. You ever seen this video?
I have seen this video.
And I was livid at this. I mean, I'm standing out in a public place recording government workers doing their government job of being an EMS worker. And this guy, I didn't do anything to him. I might have asked him a few questions or something like that, but, you know, I didn't call him.
He just walked up and took your phone.
Didn't call him a poopy head or something like that. He just walks right up, storms by me, and snatches the phone out of my hand. I had some choice words for him and was not in good shape.
Now, did you get your phone back?
I did eventually. It took an hour and a half.
Yeah, I forget how
he ran off with that thing.
Right.
The sheriffs had to go after him and ask for, you know, to retrieve
the
phone.
Say return it. I'm surprised they didn't threaten him with arrest. Ian, cousins, isn't that theft of property?
They're his buddy. I'm sure they know each
gracious.
Other. But,
good old boys,
you know,
network in Keene, no way.
It wasn't, it was inconvenient. I had to waste an hour and a half of my time waiting to get the phone back. And that could have certainly gotten in the way of, you know, doing business or whatever it was
right.
I could have done with a phone had I actually had the ability to utilize it. But I remember being aware in the moment of the anger that I was feeling and knowing I didn't want to really be a part of that. And eventually, you know, calmed down and forgave the guy for what he did. Which, of course, a lot of people critique me for because it's supposed to be a bad thing to forgive somebody if they don't ask for it.
No, I think it's your personal decision. And forgiving someone, I don't think anyone needs to ask you.
No, I agree with that.
You're putting it down yourself.
I think that the people who are the critics in that case have a point when they say that if you do it publicly, then it seems kind of smarmy. I think they have a point.
Oh, yes.
Which I did.
Oh,
I wrote an article about it at freekeen.com.
Oh, goodness gracious, yeah.
About how I forgave him for what he did.
Well done.
But I saw him a couple of years later in the city lobby, and he and I had a brief chat, and it was pleasant. So,
did he apologize for stealing your phone?
No, but I don't expect that. I've already forgiven him, so whatever.
Right.
I've moved on.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. So the longer the anger lasts, the more dangerous it becomes for you, and I would recommend you get away from it. But I understand why people have it. I've been there, and I was far more angry when I lived in Florida than after I moved up here. And it took a while for it to dissipate here, yep. but it did. After probably about a year of being here, it kind of washed away.
And doing things, because you moved right. here and you were instantly active.
I was part of the activist right. community here, yep. and knowing that there was great people around me and that there were all these exciting things happening gives one hope, or at least it gave me hope for the future. Mm-hmm. And if you've got hope, then it's hard to get caught in that cycle of negativity that we hear so often from some of the people that call this show. And it's, I can relate, okay? Mm-hmm. I've been there. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Actually, I have an email here from a young lady who says, actually, it was sent to Mark, and he sent it to me. Hey, I have a question for you to address on the air. How do you pull people out of their Ron Paul-induced stupidity coma and get them involved in something that could actually make a difference?
Like what?
For example, if you want to go the political route, Gary Johnson's actually on the ballot, and I've attempted to get local people out for some jury information and been told I was disloyal to the Ron Paul cause. It's ridiculous, and I need a support system or I can't get out there and do this. I'm lost.
Okay, can you read the first line of that email again?
How do you pull people out of their Ron Paul-induced stupidity coma?
You can probably start by not talking to them that way.
Like that, yeah. Hey, you dummies, why don't you do what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, we don't know how she's talking
to them. Well, if she's talking to you or Mark or whoever
that
way. It could
be coming off.
You know, I can understand.
With a tinge of that.
Well, frustration for sure. But if you're out there and you know, even in the face of, the best comparison I can think of is being an atheist. Honestly, because you go out and if someone's, you don't need to get in someone's face and you can ignore someone if they get in your face, but you just go out and say your message. You know, Gary Johnson's great. Mark's done it here. You know, or don't vote or just at least educate yourself.
Let's get into it in a little bit more detail here. Yeah, also, take your suggestions at 855-453. Teaching without preaching the ideals of liberty. To young and old alike, Libertania, The Liberation of Conformia, is a picture book which tells the story of Thomas the Candy Maker and his trip from the free land of Libertania to the statist land of Conformia, where he deals with border crossings, fiat money, business regulations, and corrupt officials. With his civil disobedience and run for office, Conformia will never be the same. Go to Libertania.com to purchase your copy today in print or Kindle format. For a discount code, check out the Libertania Facebook page.
Got vampires? Zombies ruining the neighborhood? From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says, this lighthearted testosterone soap sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.